I don't know. There's some, buddy. I love you, bro. What's up, my dude? Look at you. You're beautiful. He's old guy. He's about to be 11. Yeah, you're old guy. All right. I need to do this. Let me, Cleo. Can you go lay down, please? Thanks for the kisses. I know. You go. Oh my gosh, you guys stink, bro. Bang, you can't make that noise. That's awful, bro. You gotta go lay down, dude. Please. Can you go lay down? All right. I'll just pull on this. Cleo, you too. What are you doing? Oh my god, dude. Hi. Can you also please go lay down? So I'm probably gonna have to slide over a little bit so that this can easy like fit on the camera a little bit easier. And I'll even move these. Okay. Puppies, let's everybody lay down. Thank you. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 179 of the podcast. On today's episode, we have a bunch of different courts because we're getting ready for our upcoming Patreon session. We'll be doing our first small release of our Bear Mountain Studios quartz line. I'm going to show you a few of the designs we have here, including this absolutely absurd stackable nail. Right now, I have the 12-millimeter barreled nail, which is like smaller than like your typical nail. It's like a skinnier barrel. So it heats up a little bit quicker. It also does cool down a little bit quicker, but it's one of those nails that like it just seems to if you're in a like a quick pinch, like we want to heat up the dab quick and get it in quick, this is the nail. And it's just so great for nano pieces or dry pieces because of its size. Whoa. With the square pillar in there. Wow. What we found about the square pillars inside the nails is they don't climb the walls as easy as the traditional like round pillar would. I mean, makes sense, right? But the square pillars hold heat really well too, because their internal diameter might be round, but the external square, so you have like these points on each side of the square that are thicker ends of glass that seem to hold heat really well. Square ones, definitely something we're gonna try and release too. Just trying to figure out how to do it in quartz. I mean, we know how to do it, but really it's like getting the setup. We need bigger, a little bit different gas setup. We need hydrogen to make square tubing pull it down. But man, the square pillars and these smaller, skinnier nails, because a smaller, skinnier like column in a nail, the pillar and everything wants to climb way quicker and easier because it's smaller like tube. So having like the square pillar in there keeps like everything really low, keeps a really nice heat base in the bottom there as well. And man, just like a little jet engine. It's really nice on the nano rigs as well. Like a lot of the time you'll see me put the big nails on the nano rigs for videos, but that's just like to get attention and show people stuff. But when I'm like really session, like it's nice to have like the smaller nail on the smaller rig. As fun as it is to use that bigger nail. Oh man, guys, we are getting ready for that Patreon session. We have in-house sponsoring it again this year. We got Soy Cubano. So we're gonna have a couple different hash companies. I'm sure some of my boys will be there with hash too. Right now it's looking like, because people are so hyped that are like donating stuff, we're gonna have like more hash than people, dude. I'm like, that's good though. That's what we want. More grams than people. Because what if we all want to smoke multiple grams while we're there? Very excited though to show off some new pieces and run the gauntlet with a smaller group so we can really have some fun with it and play around with it, and it won't be so much like run the people through the door. But yeah, we're getting hyped up. Coming up November 8th. So if you are in Denver, I mean the tickets are pretty limited, so by the time you're seeing this, I think there would still be some by the time you're seeing this. But it's a small sesh. Limited tickets, hash, food, non-alcoholic drinks. And just a bunch of, you know, internet friends all hanging out, smoking concentrated weeds together and testing out some cool rigs. But yeah, we're very excited to see everyone. Holy cow, that Jomo from Hash Hounds, that's what I just took a hit of on the Nano RBR here. I'm also doing some Halloween colors today because we're filming this right before Halloween. So I was like, I'm bringing some orange and some green pieces on here today. It's funny. Orange is one of those colors. It's got to be one of the harder colors to sell in Boro work, but it's one of the hardest colors to even come by to even make something out of. So it's like you don't see a lot of good orange colors to actually use and manipulate and turn into art. But when you do, it's not the most desirable color. A lot of people, they like those teals, purples, like pinks and bright blues, like right in that spectrum of color. Yeah, I always wonder, like, I don't know, this is too early in the podcast, but I wonder if, like, depending on where, like, what, like, atmosphere the glass is in, like, which colors are actually the prettiest. Like, on Earth, these, like, blues and teals and pinks and purples look really good because of our atmosphere. But what if you were on a different planet with a little bit different atmosphere or chemistry with the way the color was reflecting? Because, like, the way glass, from what I understand it, how it works is the way we see color in glass is the way it's reflecting out light. It's like the way light's bouncing around inside of it and it creates that spectrum of light. So it's like if you have a green piece of glass, it means that the crystalline structure inside that glass captures green light spectrum. So you see like green glass. But I don't know, I could be wrong about that. I like to believe that's real though, because that's fun. Sounds a little magical. But we're gonna take a little dab on a 5 mil. So this was a 10 millimeter nano RBR, okay? Because a lot of people have asked, like, what's the size difference between the nano and the 5 mil? Because some people are like, I have a nano. I was thinking about getting a 5 mil or buying a 5 mil from someone because these are super limited. Like, I just put up my last drop of them. We might switch to 7 mils here soon. Have like a little bit bigger size. But these little tiny 5 mils, like, this is kind of a good size reference. Even the newer ones are probably a hair smaller even than this green one. But this is a good representation next to a modern nano. Joint size. Obviously, completely different. Like, you can really see, like, when I hold up these two joints, I mean, a 5 millimeter versus a 10 millimeter slurper, you know? Pretty crazy the difference. The 5 mils are really fun. I'd call them like novelty because it's such like a small piece of like quartz, and it's so like they're just not as common. There's a couple people that make them. This is actually a Joel Halen 5 mil. If you want to get a 5 mil now, definitely check out Joel Halen too. He's doing like his 5 mils. I love how he's doing the bigger column. It's basically a 12 millimeter like control tower style kind of setup with the 5 millimeter on there. You're able to get like a really good size dab on these little tiny rigs. I'll get that warmed up and test that out here in 1 second. But yeah, the 5 mil is definitely more novelty, but really like collectible and super, super unique and ultra rare. Definitely not something you normally see someone bust out of a sash, like a 5 mil quartz with the whole like setup with the miniature like inserts and caps and rig and everything. I remember in September 2022, maybe it was, the 5 mil show happened up at Positively Vibe in Denver. And I remember going to that and just seeing just like so much cool 5 mil stuff. But what I realized is like all the rigs I was seeing up there for the most part, not all of them, but I'd say like a large percentage was a 10 mil size rig with a 5 mil joint on it. And I'm like, oh man, like I would have just put a 10 mil joint on because that rig will function better. So like to me, like to do 5 mil, you have to kind of try and get it as small as possible. And like the diameter of the can, like I could put a 10 mil joint probably in that, but the sides would get like stuck and welded in. Like it wouldn't go in a way where it'd be usable. But you could probably barely just fit a 10 mil joint inside the cylinder of this, but it wouldn't be functional. It would like take up all the space in it. Whereas with the 5 mil, I can keep this really small and it gives more like space in there for water to stack around the perk and everything. But there's kind of like a side by side comparison of a 5 mil to a nano RBR. let me warm this 5 mil up real quick though. Yeah, I can't believe this year we're not doing it at the studio. We're doing it at Vape Loft in the Elbow store up in Denver. wanted a more appropriate space. Last year, everyone was sweating really hard, and it, like, there's just tools everywhere, and it was kind of split between two shop sides. This year, I wanted it to be more like we're all together and maybe air conditioned or at least comfortable with climate control of some sort, even though we're doing it in the November, like fall. So like it should be comfortable regardless of the temperature, but you know, and being in Denver, like a lot more people that are coming from out of town or people that are here local are really more based around Denver. They're not really down here in Colorado Springs where it's a much more conservative place. And honestly, it makes my wife feel way better. She was nervous having them here every year about someone getting hurt or like tools getting damaged or whatever, you know. So we're really excited to do this at the Vape Loft this year. And I just hope I get to like really talk to everyone this year. I feel like all the previous years I get to talk to like half the people. And we're keeping it small this year. We're keeping it right. We only did 75 tickets, I think. Keeping it real, real small. And most of those have already sold. And it's available to free members as well. So when you go to our Patreon, we might even be able to put the link at the bottom of this episode. But you can just go there and become a free subscriber just to gain access to like specific content we're posting on there. And the link is part of that. We just do it all through the subscription thing because like posting stuff up on Instagram and all that stuff, I don't know. I like the smaller, more really crowded people that are trying to support Bear Mountain and collect. I think like this upcoming year, we're going to really make the Patreon about one big aspect of it and supporting of it. Like, you know, the value for value kind of like system of things. Like we'll create content and do our experiments, make the crazy pieces, even have projects where I'm like, hey, I'm going to put this post up on Patreon. You guys give me like what you think, like let's build a piece together and see if it works. And like people can give me their ideas and we'll make a Frankenstein of pieces. Like we'll combine a bunch of different ideas and try to create something like, and then maybe we like give that away to one of the Patreon members at the end of the project. But I want to start making Patreon kind of like content and project based subscription thing with obviously all the other stuff too, like the early access to drops, giveaways, all that. But I want to do something more in there. And I've been trying to think about it for years. We talked about, oh, we could do classes on there. And I'm like, yeah, we could. Like, we could do that now. I'm like, but that's not really what people are asking for. I'm like, what people really gravitate towards on my social medias is the actual, like, content of making all the crazy pieces. And I think through Patreon, we could do way more behind the scenes and have people part of the build, like, where they're giving ideas and say, why don't you try this? Or could you add this and see what happens there? And then we just build something crazy. Not so much something to, like, sell or make into a product line, but just conceptually, like, do like think tanks together, build pieces or other stuff like that. So if you guys like that idea, let me know in the comments. Either way, that's what we're doing. That we've been talking about this for a while, like really brainstorming what we can do with Patreon to make it something truly unique and something that people like that really want to see us build some crazy shit and be part of it. A really easy way to just also be supporting that endeavor as well. So yeah, you know, some fun things. 2026, it's going to be an interesting year. You know, I mean, everything about it. We're in the strangest of times, and we have been for about 5, 6, 7 years. It's been really wild, and I'm like, it seems like it's just getting crazier. Especially with all this, I mean, craziness about the 3-Eye Atlas, that like the third interstellar object that's coming into our solar system, which, you know, me, I think it's more just like one of those things. We have the ability to measure the things, so that's why we're now seeing them. They've probably always been there. And it's probably just a natural fucking thing that's happening. But the more I look and listen about it, there's just so much weird stuff about it. But wouldn't the third of anything be weird? You know what I mean? Like, if it was the third time you ever saw, like, a fucking airplane, you wouldn't have much information. You'd be like, man, that thing's fucking weird, dude. Now it's fucking spinning in the air. The first two just flew straight over. Like, what's going on? Like, I don't know, but I really hope it is aliens too. But no, probably not. That wouldn't be good. Like, realistically, I don't think it would be good if aliens came here. It'd probably be bad. Like, I don't think they'd be coming to give us a better iPhone. No. Maybe they would come to learn. This is not the cap I usually use, but it's working. But either way, super interesting. The more and more we're like learning about space, with just, the more technology we get up there and being able to see stuff, it's just so interesting. Space might be the one thing that will bring us all together as a species. We'll see. Maybe that's the one big gonna be connective tissue here in the next couple hundred years, is our ability to work together in space. We'll figure it out. But man, that 5 mil, Flavor Town. I like to use the pearl in this, in all the 5 mils pretty much. I don't like a pillar. I like a pearl. The 5 mil nails, naturally, because of the neck and the size of the cuts in the bottom, have a higher restriction. That being so, I find that a pillar just takes too much airflow to really get the optimum function out of it, whereas a round pearl just whips no matter what. So that low turbine action that's happening is really being like, the pearl's using all of that in the most efficient way compared to the pillar, I find, in a 5 mil nail. That's why all the 5 mil stuff we're sending out will be coming with a quartz pearl and a matching cap to go with it. We just did a 5 mil drop. Who knows? Maybe some of it's still available. We only dropped 10 pieces. Just put them up Friday for Halloween. It's a little, We have these like last 10 5 mil nails, and I was like, we should do some fun pieces and offer them with some pieces. They're like our last of our Evan Shore 5 mils. Then we might be getting into our own 7 mils or something. I don't even know. But yeah. Collectible for sure. Damn, that thing got me. I'll tell you what, that thing got me, dude. Oh man, we just recently went up to Tetra Lounge again to do the proxy tour with Puffco up there. And we were ripping all the hash with all the homies, with all the new proxies and stuff. We brought up some fun pieces for people to test out with multiple proxy units on them. Man, it's so like interesting now, like being within the bubble of like the people who prefer like smoking like an electronic device, as opposed to the more, I guess, a few years ago it was futuristic, but now it's archaic, heating up a quartz now. I love that like we're able to like cross the like those like into those different like collector groups and stuff. There's so many, like, I feel like it's like, point is I'm trying to make is I'm meeting so many really fucking cool people that I don't think I would have met before if I only made stuff for quartz products. I think that because I'm actually smoking the Puffco products and like using them daily and stuff, like it gives me the ability to like honestly go into a conversation with people and talk about these designs for the Puffco, enjoy those, and then go smoke with my friends that only smoke quartz religiously and really have designs for those. It's like, it was definitely like one of those things at first, when I first started making glass that was actually be able to integrate into like electronic devices. I was like on the fence for many years, just because I was like very like, I'm really into quartz. It reminded me very much of how I was when I was 17, when I was like, oh, I just drink Miller High Life and skate bowl, dude. I just skate ramps, bro. Like, fuck all, like everything else. Fuck smoking weed. I was like, that's how I was when I was 17. I was like too cool. And then like, I must have had a moment like that for like years when I was early in the glass. But I do now, looking back on it, I think it was just a cop out because I wasn't skilled enough to make the fittings for it to be a product I could sell and feel comfortable with selling it, if that makes sense. It was cool. It was better for me mentally to go, yeah, man, just quartz only. But really, it's actually pretty tough to make clean, consistent fittings for devices that are like manufactured and engineered to be precise and consistent. Because as an artist, one of the hardest things to do, especially as glass artists, is to be precise and consistent when you're doing art. You're just doing art, bro. But what I've learned in the past 3 years at the new studio is how to measure, take my time, have a plan. So I've refined my art over the past 3 years in a way that's given me the ability to become a lot more precise and have purpose behind every piece of art I'm doing. Not just the goal of completing it, have a goal of completing it, but completing it in a way with purpose and precision. Because there's something special and there's an art that's within precision of things and function. You can paint a car and put whatever body you want on it, but there's something really unique and like masterful about like just the engineering behind how things function. I don't know, over romanticizing things, you know how I do. But yeah, let's take another dab. I think it's time. I'm gonna take a dab on this Halo. I'm not gonna do this double dab yet. I'm saving this for the end because I may become nonverbal after I do that. So I'm just gonna set these down for now, because I'm gonna hit these actually off a Cavalier. And I'm going to move over this Halo. It's like a blue Halo. It's got that like blue perk in it. Little mini Halo on the bottom. The colors on this one are tangy. Galaxy black line. And then there's just purple line right here. That's a satin wildberry. And then slime is the green. Has like a galaxy foot. So it's like this black sparkly foot that matches the perk and the line work through it. The mouthpiece all beveled. Nice and sharp. Matches the nail really well. Matches the bevels in the nail. That's one thing too. Being able to make the quartz in shop, we're able to like really make stuff that aesthetically goes with like our whole idea of what we're doing. We're just in the beginning phases of it, but if people are into what we're doing and support this, I see in the next few years like coming out with truly like revolutionary, unique, aesthetically beautiful, but performance like on another level, like quartz. But again, like anything, it's going to be like one of those projects where as people support, we keep putting stuff into it, making it better and better. Oh my God, I have three dogs in here with me today. Actual dogs, canines. Puppies are here with me at work today. Bring your dog to work day because we have someone at our house fixing our bathroom. Something in our bathroom. Whoa. And the reason I bring that up is because I was about to take a dab. But then I smelled, I think, a dog fart. And that's tough. That's tough. I have a growing puppy. She's 8 months old. She's strong. She's growing quick. But man, I'm dizzy from it. And I hope that Aja, our producer, doesn't have to experience what I'm experiencing, because it's disrespectful. So I'm going to warm this up. And we're going to take a little dab on this Halo. This blue Halo. Talk about the function. And then get ready for the final double dab. But yeah, let me grab an insert for this thing. I'm gonna go with a let me see. Maybe a hollow pillar. A tall hollow. With the restriction. The fun thing for me is that depending on the style piece, how much water's in the piece, the type of vacuum, how you're able to hit it, there's different inserts that can give you different performance. And like, I don't know. It's like one of those things where like the more energy you put into it, the like more you can like dig in and make it more and more precise or refined or specific. It's like, I don't know. My mother-in-law and her husband are visiting, and I've been talking to him. He loves mountain biking, and he's like, yeah, you can get a mountain bike for this much or this much. And when I'm hearing him talk about it, I'm like, oh, this reminds me so much of any hobby or thing I've ever done. It's like, yeah, you could like spend like this much, but if you really want, you could have to spend this much. It's like anything. Like, you can get more and more precise and into it and like crazy about it. Are you good, bro? Sorry. Bane is just huffing and puffing over there. He's fine. And that's more my point with this, is that I'm spending so much time playing around with the quartz and glass all day that I have this luxury of like going, oh, is this better than this? Or how about I do it like this or like that? Oh, I had a dry, clean pillar already out. Look at me. Whatever, now I have two. That's a Boro pillar. Or, yeah, I think it's a Boro one. The quartz ones are thicker. I think that our favorite pillar for these taller nails is like either this tall one or a half size one of that thicker quartz. So it's like a really thick quartz with a small internal diameter with a full textured outside. And if you get a full heat on the nail, like the vaporization, everything, like when I heat it up with my fucking like glass blowing torch, also, yeah, like up at the Patreon event, we're bringing tanks and stuff with us so that we can have bigger torches there so we can warm up nails quickly. Cause we're not gonna just have like our puff coat stuff up there. We're gonna have a bunch of quartz and big nails and stuff for some silly goose times. And we're gonna be able to warm up the nails quickly and efficiently. Like, this is gonna be. Yeah, we're gonna have a lot of water. People are gonna have to stay hydrated, dude. Like, this is gonna be a marathon. Like, I hope, honestly, dude, I'm fine if we don't even have the full amount of people sign up and come, because already, even if like where it's at right now is already like gonna be ridiculous amount of like dabs. Like, I'm just thinking about like how aggressive we can get with it, how we're planning it this year. I don't know. There's so many people that I wish could come too. It's just we did it with a time where, you know, next year we'll do it in more in like the we'll do it around 7:10 again. But we had to do it in fall this year. We had a lot of curveballs hit us at Bear Mountain Studios this year, like every year, truthfully. But I don't even like to dwell on it too much because it's like it just seems to be part of the equation. So to complain about it is to complain about what is obviously a natural pattern that keeps happening. So like it's like getting mad that, you know, the sun's setting. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm mad that another curveball was thrown at us another year. And it's like, yeah, it's just kind of how it goes when you're not dead. So like like, dude, like, fine. Like, that's where I'm at. So none of it's bad. It's all just different challenges. But some of the challenges we face this year are the reason why the Patreon event had to be so late in the year. And on top of weather-wise, there are so many factors. But it's just is what it is. I promise next year we will do one like earlier in the year around 7:10, so that or earlier, so that our all of our Patreon folks have the ability to be there that want to be there. We'll probably have to almost do a bigger venue though, because if I actually spent time and like promoting this for a couple months, like it would be like crazy. Like, either way, let's take a dab on this. Sorry, you know, I get a little distracted. You know, there's a lot of moving parts over here. Really, it's just all the terps. Gosh, we have like, we're doing so much like cleaning and organizing. I say we have this new young man here that's training named Julian, and we just have him cleaning and organizing all the color in the shop, like things that we'll never have time to do because we all have jobs we have to get done. Like, literally, like, there's stuff at this point we're so like over and over our heads with like trying to get shit done, which is amazing. That's a great feeling. But like, things are now like, or don't have time to like organize all the color and get it all set for the next projects. Every like, so like we have someone here now helping with like cleaning and organizing the shop. I'm gonna have him doing this for the next 3 weeks, and hopefully this fucking shop like is ready, because everything has to be so clean to do the quartz work. We're making it work right now, but like to speed up the process and mitigate loss, we need to have like an ultra clean space, which we have a very clean shop, but quartz is a whole different fucking animal. It's crazy. I'll warm this up over here so it's not as loud. Dude, I'm about to go up on the cog tomorrow. I don't know if y'all have ever been to Colorado Springs, but we got this train that goes up to the mountain, the top of Pikes Peak. I only did it once back in the day, and I did it with my mom and dad when they were visiting. My wife didn't go with us because she was like, I need a break from you crazy man family. And I was like, all right, honey, I'll get them out of here. So we took him up to I took him up to the top of the mountain. But either way, my wife's mother and husband are visiting, like I was saying. So we're about to take them up there. My wife's going up there for the first time. I can't wait for them to see be at the top of Pikes Peak. And just like think about that girl like singing that America the Beautiful song. She was probably for okay, like she was probably like tripping balls, dude. Like if she wrote the song on top of this mountain, like if any of you have ever been on top of a 14,000-foot mountain, like you feel different. Like when you're above where trees can survive, you feel different. Like, and it's like loopy. You feel like you've had a few drinks or something. It's like it's insane. And I just think back to like when that girl wrote that famous song about, you know, purple mountains, majesty, and amber waves of grain, and, you know, all that America the Beautiful stuff. I was like, this girl was like, she was probably tripping, like hallucinating, like it, like tripping balls for sure. Like that shit's like, it's crazy feeling. I can't wait. I can't wait to see my mom and dad how they feel. I should ask my mom if her blood pressure, if that's chill, if it's chill to go that high up. Or maybe not. I don't know, dude. I don't want to ruin the good time. Like, but either way, I'm excited. And it's nice, too, because, like, or her mom. I called her my mom. She is mom. My mother-in-law, dude. And me and Cass have been together since we were 15 years old. So, basically, like, my second mom. So crazy, y'all. Growing up. Man, we're almost there. It's a big nail, and usually I like to heat these up with my glass blowing torch. That's why we're going to be selling like a half-size version that's like a standard size, but with this big-ass dish on the bottom. But then we'll have the tall boys available for anyone that's like, you know, brave and patient. They'll heat it all up. I think people are going to be pretty hyped up on our pricing on these too. And we're going to do like a bunch of content like showing like our, like, just like all the fun shit we're doing with cords here too, because it's I feel like there's so much cool shit we can do with it. Like, there's already a lot of people doing really cool shit with cords, but I feel like there's other cool things that we can do too, instead of just more of the same. Right now, it's basically a control tower ish like blender. Whatever, I just call them high surface area nails at this point, because everyone has their own variation of a dish with some cuts in the bottom. Do you put a cap on the top? But I really feel like the function behind these nails, no matter what the shape or who's making them, it's mostly about surface area. The more surface area you have that's hot, the more like you can get a big dense cloud of smoke quickly. Like, if you think about it, like, if you just had just the bottom dish, that's just like a frying pan, right? And if just the bottom of it's hot, then you can only vaporize the oil on just the bottom of it. But all of a sudden, if this frying pan now has a fucking, like, Stanley thermos on top of it with, like, a fucking smaller one inside of it spinning and all, like, you're creating, like, so much, like, different hot surface area. You can vaporize so much concentrate so quickly. And I find the smoothest dabs are when that shit's vaporized quickly. When you have to pull on the piece way too long, we've all experienced this before. We were like, that was low temp, but for some reason that was harsher than like a normal dab. It's just like, I feel like it's like what state the oil vapor is in. Like, I don't know how else to explain it, but I feel like when you hit it at the right temp and you have like a really like nice hot surface area type nail, you get like a more comfortable, more efficient dab. But who knows? I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm probably gonna take this hot, honestly. Knowing me. No, it feels ready. Actually, perfect. Real nice. Wow. Wow, I'll tell you what. Flavor. Man, I love quartz, though. Still my favorite. I'll be like those goofballs that only listen to vinyl records. I'll be like that with quartz. I'll be like, man, it's just the way it tastes, man. It's just the way it sounds. It's just different. It's deeper. Flavor's deeper, man. Like, you know, it's the way it smells and feels, you know? Yeah, I think a lot of it with me for the quartz is that, like, I love, like, the crystal clear look. That's more of an aesthetic thing. I like the way that it feels, especially when you have like a really efficient pillar or pearl spinning in there, like that tactile, like spinning, humming sound. Something about that. I don't know why I like that. It's the same reason I don't really like the smell of gasoline at the gas pump, but it's what it is. But then as far as like actual performance, if you clean your core, it's essentially every dab you're taking is like a completely fresh surface you're vaporizing that concentrate on. You can keep all your electronic devices super clean, and we do. We like Q-tip them. We clean our chambers with like we soak them in alcohol, do all the things. But realistically, like there's still until you do that full soak and clean, like, and we don't do that until after like a couple sessions on them. Like there's just still like residual stuff getting burnt within the chamber, this or that, which I don't really mind at all. But if I wanted to be nitpicky about why I love quartz so much, is it that fresh flavor each time if done properly. Now, you could do that on an electronic device. Take one dab, Q-tip it out, take the whole chamber, dip it in an ISO dunk, blow it out with air, put it back in, then hit it. Fuck yeah. It's just like cleaning a nail. But I think that what we all like about the electronic stuff is that we can be a little bit disrespectful to it. Maybe we just reheated reclaim again. Whoopsie. Like, maybe we just threw more hash on top of hash we've already burnt a couple times. Maybe we don't have Q-tips right now, so we're just, you know, we just keep putting it in there and whatever. Fuck it. Like, you really don't want to do that with quartz. It's going to make your apartment or house smell like shit when you're trying to burn it off and clean it. So, like, that's why I think there's a place for everything. And then you have these moments where if you have that luxury of being very picky, enjoy that because it's temporary, you know? Me and my boys love how convenient and quick the electronic stuff is while we're working. Rarely are we sitting there warming up a whole dab. Someone will just grab a pivot or a fucking proxy and just like rip it real quick and then just keep crushing. Because we're trying to get so much shit done. So there's a convenience as well to the electronic stuff. God, I'm so diplomatic. Dude. A hash diplomat, dude. The Congress of Consumption. I'll tell you what, I like all the weeds. All the weed doers and the way they do the weeds. So that's that. Holy shit, that one got me. Wow. Alright. Enough of that. Whatever I was saying there. Enough of that. Let me clean this real quick. Show you how we clean stuff here if you guys want. It's kind of crazy. We have this glass jar here, you know? And then we got this fucking thing of acetone. We spray the acetone in there. And then we just kind of clean it out, dude. Sometimes we'll dip these big ones. Most of the time, if they're still warm, I'll just fucking spray it out. A couple times. And then you just fucking lay it down. Acetone evaporates off. Burn it off. Whatever. Works for us, but we're in like an industrial shop. I don't know if you want to be in your house with half gallon of fucking acetone, like a fire bomb. Literally, when acetone is in a space in a container larger than I believe 10 or 15 gallons, it needs to be grounded because it's essentially a bomb. So what I mean by grounded is it needs to be like electrically grounded to a metal rod so that if for some reason it gets hit with an electrical burst, it doesn't explode like a bomb. So we only use 5 gallon jugs of acetone here, so we don't have to ground them. I'm just kidding. We don't do that. We do. We don't. I don't know if I even should say it. Whatever, dude. It's nail polish remover, bro. We like to do our nails a lot. Like, no. It works really good for cleaning stuff. Really need it for quartz. Our quartz guy, Evan. Other Evan. It's our name. Yeah, that's what we say. We say it's our name. It's not my name. It's not his. It's our name. So people know. But he's the one that brought acetone into the equation. It works a lot better than the alcohol we were using. Even though we were using like the best, like 99% fucking alcohol. It seemed to work better. Wow. My wife is going to be here soon to do photos and talk business with me. Now let me tell you. After I hit this double dab out of this Cavalier, I'm going to be annoying to her. Not even going to mean to be. But when I get that stoned, I do become a little bit dumb. Now, here's where I would be less dumb in a communication way, smart in a way. If you were to ask me, like, what do you think about the pyramids, bro? Like, I'll go in right then. But like, if it's like just normal like communication, like, hey, what do we do about this problem? I'm like, oh man, I don't know. Like, that's what all I got. And that's not helpful. That's annoying. I'm making a choice. I know what I'm getting myself into. I'm not going to quite do that yet, though. I'm not ready. Oh my God, chill puppies. Yeah, I'm just trying to think, like, what we should bring up to the Patreon event that we didn't last year, that people that are coming for the third time, something like really new. Now we'll have the couple challenges, which are obviously all completely new, but I feel like I need to make one new, completely like new design before the Patreon event. And this is where that Patreon fucking crowdsourcing thing would really come in handy, where we go, I'm like, guys, we got fucking 14 days or like 10 days to the event. What should I make? Like, let's design something right now in this fucking comment thread. Again, just trying to touch base on that, because I feel like if people are into it, it'll make me feel even more motivated to pursue that. Excuse me. My goodness. Rarely do I eat food in the morning, but I've been trying to before podcast days, because all these dabs and no calories get fucking dizzy. I'm going to get this all set up, though, because this does take a second, and I want to talk about the function stuff and show off this nail before I even hit it, because there's some things going on here. So this is the piece that I've really been enjoying the double dab on, and it is the dry Cavalier that we used at PuffCon, where we had the four proxy cups on top of it. There's also a video I posted on Instagram where I'm spinning proxies on this exact piece. Our boy Patrick was like, I think a downstem would fit in there. He made the downstem so that it fit perfectly. And it's a wonderful little now water Cavalier. It sounds amazing too. I'll just move it closer to the mic so you can hear it. But yeah, I've really been enjoying the double dabs on this piece, because I can really get both pillars moving, and without like having to like pull like super hard. And it's just the way like the smoke bubbles up in here, and then it's just the way it concentrates through this long mouthpiece. It's just super smooth. And I'm far enough away as like a viewer, I get to like watch like both nails like doing their thing. It's just overall a fun piece. Oh my God, I'm so stoned already. Dude, this is going to be, honestly, it's spooky season, bro. This is Halloween. This is going to be terrifying, dude. This is going to be, like, legitimately scary. Maybe a little more caffeine. Yeah, that's it. All right, let's put these nails in here. And I'll just show you guys a little bit of just function before we warm both these things up. Because I usually do this with some big torches, so I can get the quartz to like max temp on both of them, and then they cool down perfectly together. But being that we're here in the break room and / podcast room, one nail's probably going to be hot, one's going to be cold. You know, that's how I feel like it's going to happen. I brought two torches, though, so that I can heat up two at once. Yeah. Just thinking about it, you know? You ever just like, I don't know, I need to start working out again, but I used to sometimes like look at something I had to do in a workout, and just like my stomach would turn a little bit, and I'd go, I'm going to do this, but man, this is going to be a lot, you know? And that's how I feel about this, even though I do smoke this without, like, throughout the day, just because there's a certain time of the day, about like 1:30, 2 o'clock, dude, right in that little pocket, I'm like so good at smoking hash. Just for right then, like, and I have time to recover before I go home and like cook dinner and stuff. Like, it's right when I get into like my heaviest like flow state, because I've already been here all day. I've been here for almost 12 hours already at that point. I've been here for 10 hours at that point. So it's like, I don't know, there's some, buddy, I love you, bro. What's up, my dude? Look at you. You're beautiful. He's old
Yeah.
guy. He's about to be 11. Yeah, you're old guy. All right. I need to do this. Hey, Cleo. Can you go lay down, please? Thanks for the kisses. I know. You go. Oh my gosh, you guys stink, bro. Bang, you can't make that noise. That's awful, bro. You gotta go lay down, dude. Please. Can you go lay down? All right. I'll just pull on this. Cleo, you too. What are you doing? Oh my god, dude. Hi. Can you also please go lay down? So I'm probably gonna have to slide over a little bit so that this can easy like fit on the camera a little bit easier. And I'll even move these. Okay. Puppies, let's everybody lay down. Thank you. And when there's hash in there, the pillars don't climb that easily. I wish they did. But the pillars stay more like centered and like actually function better technically. It's just fun climbing them to the top. It's like a game. It's so fun. It's like revving an engine, dude. This is probably like, I mean, probably how they felt when they were like, oh, dude, like, what about an engine with like two cylinders? And then they did two, and then they like did three, and then four, and then eventually the V8 happened, and that was sick, dude. But this is really fun. Evan's gonna have to make. I've already told him. I'm gonna talk to him after this podcast. I'm like, bro, have you not started the other stackable nails? I need a couple more. I need like two more tens, maybe even a 14. But at least two more tens. It would be sick with four of these. Four or five nails stacked would be sick. That would look so cool. It reminded me of my OG video with the RBR spinner caps all stacked. The first silly video on World Star Hip Hop we did. The olden days. Ye olden days, dude. In 20 fucking 19 or something. Yeah. God, so long ago now. All right, I'm gonna warm this up. This is just too fun. Let's get her going. All right. Yo, that was me. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Dogs, I love you guys, but you're blowing it. No. I bet their mom is almost here, but I think they heard my chair move. Sorry about the camera. Sorry, Aisha. Sorry, all the internet friends watching. Cleo, lay your cute little brindle ass down. Oh my god, I am so sorry, dude. This is content, dude. This is sick. Okay. My god, dude. Yeah, the dogs are farting again for sure. This is like, I miss them all day, and I'm like, why don't I bring them to work? And then you bring them to work, and I go, I know why now. What are you even licking? Do you ever just look at your dog and go, what are you even eating and licking? What is happening? Everything's clean. There's nothing. So you're in each other's mouths. That's it. When there's nothing, you lick another dog's mouth. All right. Sorry. I think the best way to do this is probably just heat these up together. Cleo, I swear to God, you need to be careful around that light. Bane, yo, this is they're for real getting antsy, dude. The fire will calm them down. Immediately the sound of the torches. This is literally what man did for thousands of years before we became friends with the beasts. We would light our fires and the beasts would go, oh shit, let's go away and lay down. Let's get out of there. This is calming the herd. Typically, I heat these up separately, but this is gonna work just fine. Definitely gonna have at least three or four stackable nails at the Patreon event so we can see what's up. We can see who's down to get silly with it. Cleo, Stop knocking the table. Dude, she's so big for a like 8-month-old dog. We did not expect her to get that big. We got a rescue dog. And they're like, oh, this is a puppy. But like to us, I was like, oh, she's like a grown puppy. Like she's already like big. Like she's done growing. Like, you know, they look big for a while and like puppies. I think that's just what we told ourselves. Come to find out, she was very little still technically. Now she's, yeah, big pup. So she is a handful. You're going to be fine, Bane. Oh, they're almost ready. Alright, we'll see how I did. Not gonna be super even heat, but you know what? It's gonna fucking work. We'll be fine. Oh shit, I need this other dabber. Got it. Alright, let's do some double GMO, double JOMO. Oh man. Cleo, sweetheart. You gotta lay down. I love you, but why are you licking my knee? What's going on here? All right. Let's get a temp on these so I know where we're at. We got the two dabs ready. Whatever now is cooler will be the fucking first one I throw hash on. That's usually how I do it. Oh, wow, they're pretty close. Put the back one. The back one is lower, and that's ideal. This is usually the first now you'd like to pass on, so you want that one. That one's about 30 degrees lower. All right. Okay. Yep. Just chill. Chill dab. I mean, it worked. Wow. I'll tell you what, that was really something. Whoa, that's a fucking adult sized dab. Tell you what. Well, we did it. It was nice. Enjoyable. Quartz heavy. RBRs. Ideas. Patreon event. Hopefully, good vibes. Hope you all have a great day. Episode 179. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter at bmsclass.com and come to our Patreon event November 8th if you're in Denver or want to make the commute, because we'll be there with a bunch of fun stuff, free terps, drinks. Johnny Boy Eats will be there with food. Wow. Yep, I'm going to really try not to be annoying to my friends and family today. I just gotta hydrate. That's all it is. I just need electrolytes. My electrolytes are low. That's what I'll tell them. I'll be like, oh, dude, my electrolytes. Let me go get some electrolytes. All right, everybody. Have a great day. Thanks for checking out this episode and all the quartz and stuff.